Episode 1333, Small But Mighty.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How was your weekend? A long weekend. Yes, it was Labor Day weekend. Maybe you had a restful one, or you pressed snooze already 3 times this morning, and you're just dragging. Well, today is Inspiration Motivation Day. We're going to get your blood pumping. It's Small But Mighty. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, have you ever faced a day that doesn't go your way? Nothing crumbles in a day. Remember, you're small but mighty. Nothing is impossible. The storm you're going through will soon pass. It may not feel that way now, all the more reason to stay the course. It reminds me of the story of David and Goliath. Do you remember David and Goliath? Goliath was the giant. He was like over 9.5 feet tall. You think Shaq is tall? Imagine Goliath, 9.5 feet tall, okay, like a whole story tall. Now that's tall. He was the Philistines' hope in beating the Israelites. For 40 days, Goliath came forward demanding that they come and kill him. And if they did, then the Philistines would then serve the Israelites. But if they didn't, then the Israelites would then be serving the Philistines. David was just a small boy at the time, the youngest of 8 sons. God bless their mother. His job was to tend his father's sheep. But one day his father asked David to go to where his brothers were and check on them. He wanted David to bring back good news. He was worried they were at battle and this is where Goliath was. Well, David didn't realize that this trip would change his life. You see, David was the one to go to battle Goliath. Saul tried to dress him and give him a sword, and all of which was too big and didn't work for David. Instead, David removed the tunic and laid down the sword and packed away 5 smooth stones and his sling. We know how the story ends, don't we? David slayed Goliath, a giant no one thought they could kill. What is your giant today? Just coming off of a holiday weekend here in the United States, maybe over in other countries you have different celebrations than we do here, but it's hard to get back into the routine. We like the excuse of we don't have to do anything. It's like we're forced into vacation. But then when we come out of that, we realize that we have lots of giants in front of us, some that are even bigger than Goliath was the day that David fought him. Where is your hope grounded in fighting this giant or your giants? Is it in the stuff you do today? Is it in your to-do list, your fitness routines, your relationships? Maybe you're hiding in your career or your children. Maybe your hope is grounded in the church or your favorite TV series or Netflix series. Maybe it's Facebook or Twitter, whatever works for you, Instagram. When you put your hope in anything but what God desires for you, all falls short. Your feelings become more complicated. Your hope fades from sunup to sundown. However, when you invite God in to lead your life, you're small but mighty. That was David that day. He was small. A young boy, the youngest of 8 sons. And he was the one who had no fear. Now, if you read the whole story in 1 Samuel 17, David goes on to tell Saul that, hey, you have nothing to worry about. I tend to my father's sheep, and you know what I face there? I've had to kill a lion. I've had to protect the sheep from a bear. If God can do that, if the Lord Almighty can protect me from the paw of a lion and the paw of a bear, then I know he will protect me from Goliath. Small but mighty he was. There's no excuse to keep living your days in fear, but we do it. You might be uncomfortable, but you have no reason to fear. Trust God to take the steps with you. And that doesn't mean just, okay, you're listening to me. It's actually putting it in to practice. That's why I'm here daily. Not because I like to talk a lot, which I do, but it's because it takes daily reminders so that God is at the forefront of our mind, not at the backside. God doesn't want us to sit on his word. He wants us to take action in his word. Trust God to take the steps with you. David showed us that with God, nothing is impossible. David slayed that giant that day, and so can you. So I ask you again, what is your giant? What are you running from that seems to be too big for you to handle? Maybe the days look darker. Maybe the sun up feels more like the sun down. Don't fall into the trap of assumptions and expectations. Look for where God directs you. Listen with a keen ear and an open heart. Pray that God will give you the faith of David. For David, it was one stone at a time. For you, it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. Go out today with the faith of David. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.